Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good Sunday morning, and welcome to Hot Topics, a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department on Duval's Only R&B. Here's Julie Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Morgan. Tax season is still upon us. Yes, I know, the dreaded tax season, but the deadline is almost here. We've already talked to an organization that helps you just in case you get a notice in the mail after you filed your taxes. And also ahead of this program last week, another host talked to someone about business taxes. But what about your personal taxes, and where are you getting them done? Today I'm joined by Steve Norris, the volunteer coordinator for United Way, and we're talking about RealSense. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Julie. It's great to be here.
Tell me about RealSense. What is that?
Julie, United Way's RealSense is a community initiative coalition that provides free financial education, counseling, and tax preparation to individuals in the community to help build financial assets and to strengthen their financial stability.
Now, I find it interesting that you mentioned other things besides taxes. I didn't realize that.
Yes, we have a full gambit of financial programs available to individuals who are in questionable financial situations. And this allows them an opportunity to work their way, build themselves out of it, whether they want to buy a new car, whether they want to go to school, whether they want to buy a home. They want to change their current financial situation and make it more solid and strengthen it for the future.
So how did RealSense get started?
United Way saw a need in the community several years ago when we learned that there were a lot of earned income credit tax dollars being left on the table in various zip codes.
So you say in various zip codes. What are some of the challenges in those zip codes?
Well, of course, some of the challenges in those zip codes are jobs, finances, money, individuals who may not have a solid foundation for work or for movement toward the future.
And so United Way said, you know what, we're going to pick up RealSense, or they changed the name, if I'm not mistaken, to RealSense, because it was a different program before that, right?
Right. It was the VITA program, which is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, which at that point was operated by the Internal Revenue Service. And it had been around for well over 35 years. So in a partnership, really, between United Way, Internal Revenue Service, at the time WorkSource, which is now CareerSource, they all partnered together along with several other agencies, family foundations, several other agencies, saw the need in strengthening these communities through financial assistance.
Yeah.
And that was money, Julie, that was being left on the table. Millions of dollars being left on the table. And that could impact those communities for the better.
Right. So not just impacting that one person, but thinking about the entire community.
Absolutely.
So how long have you been with RealSense?
Well, I've been doing taxes now for 16 years. I recently started my new job with United Way, the volunteer coordinator, in November. So I'm kind of balancing two things right now.
I bet you're doing very well balancing those two things.
I don't know. There are some days, you know, Mama said there'll be days like this.
So let's talk a little bit more about taxes. You've been doing this for a number of years.
Yes, I have.
What are some of the common questions that people have about their taxes?
Well, I would say that some of the common questions are, how do I file? Whether it's single, do I have to file with my husband? And what options I have if I don't? And what documents do I need to bring with me in order to file my taxes? I think those probably would be the top three questions.
So those are the common questions that you have. The earned income tax credit, is that also a common question that people have? Can I get this?
They do. They do. And the earned income credit is exactly what it says. It's based on earnings. So if you didn't earn any money, the earned income credit is not a credit that you are necessarily eligible for. And then there are limits to the earned income credit based on income and on family size.
What are some of the common mistakes that people make with their taxes?
Some of the common mistakes would be not bringing all of their documents. If you've had three jobs in 2016, then you should have three W-2s. And you really should wait until you get all three of those W-2s before you file your taxes. Another common mistake is not bringing your Social Security card. In a day and age now when identity theft is so prevalent, it's so very important that the tax preparer actually visually see the Social Security card. The other common mistake is not bringing your spouse when you file married filing jointly. Both have to be present when you have those returns completed.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple of those. One thing you said is the Social Security card.
Yes.
Why, again, is that important?
Over the last several years, identity theft has just been on the constant rise. Social Security numbers being stolen or your accounts being hacked. So one way to avoid that is for us to actually visually see your Social Security card. Not just, oh, I know my number, but we need to see your card to make sure that your name matches with your photo ID and to make sure that it's a card that's been issued by the Social Security Administration.
That's quite interesting. Okay. It seems like this is a safety precaution, not only for you, the taxpayer, but also for the tax preparer as well.
Absolutely. But more importantly, for the taxpayer, it's a safeguard to protect them so that it doesn't impede the process of their tax return. If your Social Security number has been used to file a fraudulent income tax return, then you're going to get a identity theft PIN number from the IRS, allowing your tax return to be filed and processed smoothly. If not, your return will be rejected and you will have to go through the Internal Revenue Service to get that PIN number before they can process your return.
Hot 99.5, keeping you up to date with what's happening in the community. This is Hot Topics on Hot 99.5.
Another thing you mentioned is, let's say I've had three jobs in 2016, mm-hmm. and I get my first W-2 and I say, all right, it's time to go get my taxes done. What happens if I don't tell you that I had three jobs?
What will happen is you will come to us and we will ask, is this the only job you had in 2016? And you will answer, well, no, I had two other jobs. Well, where are those W-2s? And then we will suggest that you wait until the other W-2s are received and then come back to us or one of our other 60 plus sites in the 7 or 8 county area for you to have your taxes done.
All right. So definitely you need to wait for all your W-2s.
Right.
Another thing you mentioned, which I found to be interesting, because sometimes spouses, they do things separately.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're married, filing jointly, the two of you need to do this together.
Absolutely. It's a joint return. So it's something that the two of you collectively need to sit down and do. And I know in today's age where, you know, everything is instant, this is one thing that as a couple, you need to sit down and take ownership of, because the input comes from both sides, as what does the income. So it's a collective bargaining situation.
So both parties need to be there in order to give the information, as much information as possible, and the right information as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's interesting. A lot of times we don't have these conversations with our spouses. So it's really very good that in this situation, all cards are on the table. Because if you owe, you owe jointly. So that's why it's so very, very important. One of the other mistakes is not bringing your last year's tax return.
All right. Now tell me, why is that important?
That's important because if there's a significant change in your taxes from 2015 to 2016, we can compare the two returns and discuss what that difference is. But if we don't have the last year's return, there's nothing for us to compare it to. And therefore, we're kind of stumbling in the dark in terms of why you owe or why your tax return refund is less than it was the year before.
For instance, let's say in 2015, I had some student loan interest. Mm-hmm. And then 2016, it's all of a sudden gone. Did you pay it off? Are those the type of things that you would possibly look for?
Absolutely. And that is an absolutely good example, because that student loan interest will reduce your taxable income and, of course, change the amount of your refund. But if we didn't know that from before and didn't have it to see it on your tax return, there's no way we would be able to guess that.
So before I come to you, just so my listeners will understand, before they go to get their taxes done, collectively, what do I need to pick up and bring out of the filing cabinet? What do I need to gather so you will have all the information you need so you can help me?
You need to gather, one, your picture ID, Social Security cards for yourself and all of your dependents, all of your tax documents, your W-2s, your 1099s, your Social Security income, your interest on your home if you've bought a home, the taxes that you paid on that home, all of that information, and your last year's tax return.
Now, you said something else. The Social Security cards for all of your dependents.
Yes.
So not just you and your spouse, or not just you yourself that's filing the taxes, but all the dependents as well.
Absolutely.
Have you found there's been identity theft possibly with children?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Julie. And that, too, has been on the rise for the last several years. And in fact, more children's Social Security numbers have been used on a fraudulent tax return than adults by family members, husbands and wives who are separated, or parents of children that aren't together anymore. So it's extremely important to bring Social Security cards for yourself and all of the dependents.
Is it a red alert, let's say, if the last names don't match? Is that something that as a tax preparer you would possibly ask, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It's going to be the name that's on the Social Security card. A good example of that is if you get married and as a female you don't change your maiden name to your married name, then on the tax return we're going to use the name on the Social Security card.
That is your legal name.
That is your legal name until you change it through the Social Security Administration.
Any other tidbits of information that you think our listeners need to know, need to understand when they're filling out their taxes or before they come to you guys to have their taxes done?
One of the things I think that is extremely important is for people to know that because we provide the service for free, does not mean that the service is not a good service, that it's not creditable or that it's not reputable. United Way has an outstanding reputation both nationally, on a state level, and on a local level. All of our tax preparers are trained through the Internal Revenue Service. Each year we have to certify in order to be able to do the taxes for that year. So I think if there was any one thing that I want them to understand is that we take great pride in doing the very best job that we can when we're doing those taxes. And free doesn't always mean bad. Free can really mean very good.
So how many locations do you guys have?
Well, there are 62 sites in an 8-county area. And those counties are St. John's, Putnam, Nassau, Flagler, Duval, Clay, Bradford, and Baker.
Got it. Give our listeners a website or a phone number they can call so they can get more information about RealSense.
They can always call 211 from any phone and select option 2, or they can do UnitedWayNEFL.org/RealSense or call 211.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Julie, so much for having us.
And thank you as well for joining us this week on Hot Topics. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. Have a great Sunday and a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Hot Topics on Hot 99.5. Hot Topics is a presentation of Hot 99.5's Community Affairs Department. For more information about the program you just heard, visit myhot995.com, then click on Hot Cares. And join us again next Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. for another edition of Hot Topics on Duval's only R&B, the new Hot 99.5.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.